Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Shmuel Eliezer Badil. Maseches Shavuos is dedicated b'schus Shavuos Shleima from Moshe Yosef ben Sarah Rivka.
Shavuos Daf Yud Beis. The Gemara brought down a memory of Rabbi Yochanan. Tmidim Shlehu Tzrichu Litzibu. The Divrei Reb Shimon ain't niftin tmimim because Reb Shimon does not hold of the klal of Leib Bez Demasne. And the Divrei Chachomim niftin tmimim. And the Gemara is discussing, the Gemara is looking for the Rabbonon who hold of Leib Bez Demasne. Says the Gemara that if it's the Rabbonim of Keteres, this is no right to Tmidim, because by Keteres we have no other option, because Keteres is La Bariyahi. But a Tomid, which is a Korban, which we could wait till he gets a Mum and we'll be able to be paid it, why should we don't find that there's a Leif Bez Din Masne by the Tmidim? Says the Gemara, maybe it's the Rabbonim of the Poro. Vidilma Shani Poro, says the Gemara, the Domer Yikorin, maybe the Poro is also not Raya, because maybe the reason why there's Leif Bez Din Masne by the Poro is because Domer Yikorin. Asks Rabbi Kiva Eger, in Schidushim over here, that L'chaira, according to the Maskona of the Gemara on Yudale from its base, the Kedusha of the Poro is Be'emes a Kedusha of Bedek Abayis. And therefore, there's no problem to be able to be Poida the Poro if he gets a Mum or if you find a better Poro, because the Kedusha of the Poro is a Kedusha of Bedek Abayis. The reason why we have to have a klal of Leif Bez Din Masne, this is only to be able to be poida the poro aduma even after it dies, even once it's meso and there's a problem of amoda varocha. Then the Gemara says we need to have the klal of Leif Bez Din Masne to be able to be poida this poro. So says Rabbi Kveig, asks Rabbi Kveig, it comes out lefi them that the be'emes by the poro, we do not need a Leif Bez Din Masne if the poro is still alive, and the whole klal is only once it's already dead. And if the Poro Adumo is already Acha Misa, then it's not shayich for the Poro to be able to be a Roye and to get a Mum and to be able to be pointed through the Klal of Tirach et Histoiv. And therefore the Poro Adumo will have the same Taino which the Gemara says before, Bakteres, that Kteres is a Lav Bariyah, and therefore there's a Klal of Leibes in Masne. The same Taino we can say by Poro Adumo also, there's no shayiches to be able to have the Klal of Tirach et Histoiv, and therefore there's a Leibes in Masne. Why does the Gemara have to look for a new reason and say the reason why the Poro is different is because Domei Yikorin, we're discussing a Poro Adumo which is after Misa, and after Misa there's also no Yir, no shayich to go and be Poidit, because it didn't get a Mum Mechaim, and over there, the Poro, the Gemara should have said the same question, same teretz, that Shani Poro also because La Bari Yehi. And Bekvega Blais, Batsorchi in Godul, why does the Gemara not answer the same time which the Gemara says Bakterias, the Gemara should say by Poro Aduma, and the Gemara doesn't have to say a new reason of Domei Yikorin. The other Achim also asks the same question to Teretz Chaim, and the Chedusha Chasam Sefer. Now, Be'emes, this Hanoche, which Bekvega took on, and these Achimim take on, that the Maskonas HaGemara in Yud Aleph from the base, the Poro is a Kedushas Bedek Abayis, and therefore Michayim, Kol Oy, the Poro is still alive, we will be able to be Poida the Poro even without a Leif Bez Din Masne. The Be'emes in Toisves before Yud Aleph from the base, the Maskeli Hochi, is Mavur in the whole Toisves like this, that the whole Sugya is definitely a klal that Poro is a kedusha of Bedek Abayis, and even in the Hadamina, says Toisves, we know that the kedusha of the Poro is a Bedek Abayis, like we find other places in Shas. But the Rimigash, in his Chidushim before, in Yudala from Adbei, says that the Maskonas HaGemara, when the Gemara says, Ashani Poro, Huiv Adomer Yikorim, and the Poro Aduma has a Leif Bez Din Masne, even though it's a Loish Chiach, but it has a Leif Bez Din Masne, says the Yimigash that the Maskonas HaGemara, then we hold that the Poro Aduma Be'emes is a Kodshim Izbeach, and the Kedusha is a Kedushas HaGuf, which does not have a Pidyon, if not for the Klal of a Leif Bez Din Masne. So according to the Rimigash, then the Gemara by us is very gishmak, that the Gemara says, maybe it's a Rabbonon de Poro, and the Rabbonon de Poro, the Gemara does not answer that the Poro Aduma doesn't have the Efshoris to be able to be a year Yerachet Histoiv, like Bakterias, because Be'emes we're talking about Poro Michaim, the Poro when it's still alive, and the Poro when it's still alive does have a Takona Be'ir. So the Gemara doesn't answer the same answer which the Gemara says Bakterias, and the Gemara says a new reason, that maybe by Poro is a Leif Bez Din Masne, because Domei Yikorin. It comes out, Lefidem is a big machlikis, Rishonim, the Maskonas HaGemara. Do we say that the Poro Aduma is a Kodshim Bedek Abayis, or do we say the Poro is Be'emes a Kodshim Izbeach? This Ikedea, which we said from the Yimigash, that the Maskonah, the Poro, is Be'emes a Kodshim Izbeach, Toisves in Yuma, that Membeisom and Aleph brings this down also from Rashi. Yeah, Rashi holds so, that according to the Rabbonon Al-Kaponim, the Poro is a Kodshim Izbeach. Tosfos asks from all the places that you find in Shas that the Poro is called a Kedusha of Bedek Abayis, and Rashi says Tosfos will have to say that this is Tali on the Machlekes Reb Shimon and Rabbonon, and say all the other Gemaras is only like Reb Shimon, but according to Rabbonon, Be'emes, the Poro is Kedusha's Mizbeach, and Tosfos says it's a Doichik to say that the Gemaras in Shas is only according to Reb Shimon. Ba'al Kaponim, this is the Machlekes of Yishenim, where there is a Poro Lemaskona Kedusha's Mizbeach, according to Rabbonon, or is a Kedusha's Bedek Abayis. The Shah HaMelech in Yisurim Mizbeach, Peik Aleph, Aloch Yud Aleph, also take his Medayik in the Lashenus of Rashi on Yud Aleph from the base, that Rashi goes like his Shitta, that according to the Rabbonon, a Poro is a Kotche Mizbeach, and not like Shitta Satoisvis, that the Poro is a Kotche Bedek Abayis, according to everyone. And the Shah HaMelech is Marich in the Lov Diktukim in the Gemara before to be Medaik which Shitta is more Meduik in the Gemara, whether is the Pora Kotchi Mizbeach Lemaskona or is a Kotchi Bedek Abayis. And the Bekveger and the other Achinim, the Kash which they asked over here, only applies according to Shitta Satoisvis, that going to Toisvis, the Pora is Behemoth, a Kotchi Bedek Abayis, then the din of Leib Bezem Masna is only needed once the Behemoth, once the Pora Dumor dies. And then Tainas of Bekveger, why didn't Gemara say the same Teretz of Shani Ktoyas Labariyah? But according to Rashi, and the Rashi Tosfos brings down Rashi Numa and the Rimigash, then Be'emes the cash is not rare because the Poro, the Maskona, is a Kotchim Mizbeach, and we need the Klal Leib Bez Demasna even when it's alive, and it does have the Klal of Takona Beriah, and the Gemara has to say new territory of Shiny Poro, Hoyel V'Domer Yekorin. Now this Klal, which the Gemara does answer, that the Poro is Domer Yekorin, and therefore even though it's not Shchiach, there is a Klal of Leib Bez Demasna, and the Gemara says the same thing before in Yudalef from the base. The Dvar Avraham in Chilek Aleph Simlamet Ches in Agor Aleph, he asks, the reading of the Gemara L'chir is very hard to understand. Because Enechanami, the Pori Adomo, we know from a few stories in Shas, that the Pori Adomo was very expensive, and it cost Bezdin a lot of money from the Trumas Halishko to buy the Pori Adomo. But over here we're discussing a case where the Pori became Posel, or Al Kaponi, we found a different Pori. And this Pori Adomo, which we bought with a lot of money, is not needed anymore for the tzorich of the Pori Adomo. We found a different Pori. In this case, where the Pori Adomo is not needed anymore, and the Bezdin have no necessity for such a Pori Adomo, then even though he's a rarity, and it's a big chiddush to find a Pori which is totally red, and does not have any serious shchiras, and therefore it's very expensive, but over here there's no person who will come along to Bezdin and be poider the money, the worth of the Poro, the same amount which Bezdin originally paid for this Poro Adomo, because the person who's going to be paid for this Poro is like a normal Poro in the street, because this Poro has got no tzorich anymore for Bezdin since it became possible, or since we found a different Poro Adomo, and this Poro, the money which Bezdin will get through the Pidyon, will not be anything like the money they originally gave to the Moicha, to the person who sold them this Poro Adomo. So when the Gemara says a svara of Poro de Domel Yekoin, we made a klal of Bezdin Masne allowing the Pidyon to be chal, l'chir Bezdin are not going to get back any money which they paid for originally. They'll get back a bit like the normal Poro. But why should anyone pay so much money to go and be paid at this Poro if there's not going to be any need to use it for a Poro Adomo just like a normal Poro? So the Gemara svara of Domel Yekoin l'chir is hard to understand. Says the Dvar Avraham l'chir, we have to say that the Gemara means is that originally when Bezdin go to this Moicha, and the person who's selling this Poro Adomo, and they buy off the Poro Adomo from this Moicha with a lot of money, they tell him that if there's going to be a Sibba later on that we're going to be paid of this Poro, because it will become possible, or we'll find a different Poro Adomo, then you should come and be paid of the Poro with the same amount of money which we are giving you now for this Poro Adomo. And through this Pidyon, Bezdin will be able to recap their loss of the money which they paid for the Poro Adomo. It says that Dvar Avraham, this is a chiddush which you don't find in the Mefarshim, that they talk about such a kind of tnai which they make with the Moicha, that he will have to be to come and be paid of the Poro if later on Bezdin will not need any use of this Poro Adomo because we'll find a different one. And if the Moicha is not going to come back, then the svara of the Domei Korin is hard to understand. And to say that the svara of the Domei Korin is that since Bezdin spent so much money for it, therefore at least they should be able to get back a bit of their money, is also, says the Dvar Avraham, a svara, a doichik. He says it's a chiddush that he didn't find any Mefarshim who discussed this point, why the svara of the Domei Korin is a svara later on in the Pidyon, when the poro now is not worth anything. It's just like a worth like every other poro in the Shuk. The Gemara continues on, and looking for this Rabbonon who hold of Leib Bezdin Masneh, suggests the Gemara, maybe it's the Rabbonon of the Mishnah who tell Reb Shimon that if you don't hold of Leib Bezdin Masneh, then how can you bring a Sarir Shchidesh onto a Sarir Regalim, or the other way around? because we need the klal of Rav Bez Din Masna. Says the Gemara, "Mi ma'ida b'Yehuda hi, v'hochi kam alei b'shlemi ledidid amina Rav Bez Din Masna l'hochi yikriv." Maybe the shaklevetayer between the Rabbanon and Rav Shimon in the Mishnah is Rameh, and according to Rameh, the reason why he can have a krova is as kaparos and shove, and not because of a klal of Rav Bez Din Masna. Answers the Gemara in Maskona, the Rabbi Yechon, Gemara Gomilah, the Rabbi Yechon has it b'Kabbalah, that this is the klal that Rav Shimon does not hold of Rav Bez Din Masna, but Rabbanon do hold of the klal of Rav Bez Din Masna, and therefore, Tmidim, Shelehut Zirchul Tzibu, on Nifdin Tmimin. It comes out of the Maskona of this Gemara, that if you have a Soyerish Chidesh, which wants to be Koyiv for a Regel, let's say you weren't Makiv the Soyerish Chidesh, and you want to be Makiv it for a Yom Tif, or the other way around, L'chol HaDeyas, according to all the Deyas which we find in the Sugya, we are going to be able to be Makiv this Korban for a Soyer of the Regel. And every Mandoma has a different reason. According to Rabbi Yehuda, the reason is because Leib Bez Din Masna, like the Gemara says, Abishlem Ladidi, L'chol Yikirvu, because Leib Bez Din Masna. And this is a maskana that Rabbi Yechon has b'Kabbalah, that Rabbanon on hold of a Leib Bez Din Masna, and this will allow the Soyerish Chidesh to be able to be brought on a regal. According to Rameh, the reason why we're allowed to do it is because Kaparos on Shavet. And according to Rabbi Shimon, the reason is, like he says in the Mishnah, is because Kulam Mechapim, Kulam Boim, Al Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshov. Al Kaponim, the Din, is L'chol HaDeyas Muskim, it's agreed upon the point, according to everyone, that one will be allowed to take one of the Seiri Musaf and if it's a nitoisar, if you don't need it for your chidesh, you'll be able to bring it beregel all the other way around. Asks the Isomeach in Perik Dalet Psula Mikdoshim Alocha Aleph that he looked all over in the Rambam and he didn't find any remez in the Rambam to such a halacha. And the chayyid, there's a whole Mishnah in Shavuos in Abayos, in the Mishnah in Beis Amid Beis and Al Gemara Abayos, which says that l'chol hadeis one is allowed to take a soy and go and change it over to a soy chidesh. And even though we hold like Rabbi Yehuda, the Rambam paskes like Rabbi Yehuda, but we have a sugya of Leib Bez Din Masna, and some of in Al Gemara that if you hold Leib Bez Din Masna, the Gemara's lashon was according to Rabbi Yehuda, lahochi yikrevu, we will be able to change the soy into a soy chidesh or into a soy regel because there's a klal of Leib Bez Din Masna. And why does the Rambam not bring down such a halacha that one is allowed to go and be makriv a soy chidesh on one of the yomim tevim or the other way around? So he didn't find this halacha in the Rambam. Says the Isomeach that he found afterwards in the Tshuvas Birkas Avraham to Rabbi Avraham ben Rambam, the son of the Rambam in Simon Tes, writes in his Tshuvas that the Rambam had a different gears in Al Gemara. The Rambam was gears in Al Gemara like the gears of the Rimigash. And says the Birkas Avraham, says Rabbi Avraham ben Rambam, that he does not have the Sefer of the Rimigash, but it seems to be that the Rambam has the gears of the Rimigash. And according to the Rimigash's gears, the Emes according to the Rabbi Yehuda, who even though we do hold of Leib Bez Din Masna, but the klal of Leib Bez Din Masna will not allow the soy to be koyev on a different yomtif, but the klal of Leib Bez Din Masna will allow the bezdin to be poider, even though it's still a tam, will be able to be niftin tmimim like the tmidim. Now we do have the chidushim of the Rimigash, and the Rimigash says Rimei Simcha, he also has the chidushim, and the chidushim of Rimigash says Mefurish, the latter he was gurious in the Gemara. He did not have in the Gemara Mimai de Yehudahi and the Arichas of the Hochi Ka'omale Bishloimele Didi Lahochi Yikrivu, but he just had in the Gemara Mimai de Yehudahi Dilmer Mehi. And according to Yehuda, there's a Leib Bez Din Masna allowing the Korban not to be brought on a different Yomtif. But the Leib Bez Din Masna was that we could be poida the soy which is left over from Rish Chodesh, we could be poida the soy and it could be niftin tmimin, like we find a tomid shelehut zarech letzibu is niftin tmimin. But there's no din of Leib Bez Din Masna allowing the soy to interchange and to be koriv from Rish Chodesh onto a regel or from a regel onto a Rish Chodesh. And Be'emes, the Ramban already brings down this pshat of the Rimigash, and he asks that in the pshat it's shreh, because how does the Gemara know this klal that Rabbi Yehuda holds so, that it could be niftin tmimim, maybe according to Rabbi Yehuda, Be'emes will have to wait till it gets a mum. And the Gemara takes on the pshitas, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Leib Bez Din Masna. Says the Ramban, it sounds like according to Rabbi Yehuda, Be'emes, you could be makriv the soy onto a different Rish Chodesh, or onto a different regel. But the Ramban says that the Rimigash holds not like that. The Ramban says that the Rimigash holds that even if you hold Leib Bez Din Masna, one is not allowed to go and change the soy onto a different regel. But we just poida the soy like we poida the tmidim. And shelehu tzichu le tzibu, we poida the tmimim. Says Rami Simcha, and this is Rabban ben Rambam, says that the Rambam had this gears of the Rimigash, and therefore the Rambam the Halacha who passes like a Buddha does not bring down this Halacha to say that soy of Yishchidesh can be brought on a regal on a Yom Tov, but the Rambam just says that if the soy is left over, we are paid the soy and doma of Yipelun in the Dover. Since the Rambam had a different gisa than we have in our Gemara. Moving further on the Omid, the Gemara says that Uleb Shimon de Lesle Leiv Bezde Masne. My ovdin lehu. What do we do with these tamidim? Shelehu tzerchu letzibu. Omer bitzchok omer birichne mekitzem bohem es hamizbeach. The Ritva brings down from Rashi. We do not have this Rashi, but the Ritva brings down from Rashi that the Gemara's kasha of my ovdin lehu does not mean to ask what do we do with the korban. What is the etzer? Because we do have a very simple etzer to wait till the korban gets a mum and then we'll be poida the korban and we yiplu dovan like every single moisa once it gets a mum. But the Gemara's question of my Ovdin Luhu means, what takona can we look for these Tmidim that they themselves should be able to have a krova al gabi amizbeach? But Tmidim, we look for every takona which is possible to try and give them a fshorus to be able to be korev al gabi amizbeach. So ask the Gemara, is there any fshorus, is there any possibility for the korban to be brought al gabi amizbeach itself and not to wait till it gets a mum? And on that, Rabbi Yechonon says, yes, there is, and we makriv the korban for kaitz amizbeach. Now this Yisoid which Rabbi Yechonon says, that according to Rabbi Shimon, we take this korban and we makriv l'kayit ha-mizbeach, says Rashi in the Vemaschil Mekitzin, the reason being is because we see in the Mishnah that Rabbi Shimon holds that a korban of Rish Chodesh can be brought even for a korban of a regel, even though Rabbi Shimon doesn't hold of Leib Bezdin Masne, because since it has a kapora b'miktsas, it has some sort of shaykhis. Rashi says, the shaykh b'miktsaso, because it's kulon boim al tumas mikdosh v'kadoshov, this allows to change over the soy from a shchidesh to a soy of a regel, and the other way around also. Because it does have some shaykhs, because kulon boin l'chape al tumas mikdosh v'kadoshov. So says Rashi, the same reasoning is over here, even though that krover was the chetchila, that frosher was for kolben tomid, which is oilas chuyva, but still we were allowed to change the oilas chuyva into oilas nedova of kaitz amizbeach, and to keep the shem oilas tzibu. Because if Shimon holds that if it's Shaykh, but mixed as Kapora, if it has some kind of similarity between the two Kabonas, one is allowed to change over the Korban from a Oila of a Tomid to a Oila's Kayat Samizbeach. We'll come out according to Rashi that this is all Shittas Reb Shimon, which Reb Shimon holds in the Mishnah that Kulon Boim al Mikdosh Vakadoshov, this allows the Korban to change over from a Rishchidish to a Regel because Shaykh, but mixed as Kapora. But the Buda in the Mishnah, who doesn't hold this svara, and they hold that just because it has a bit of a kapora won't be enough of a reason to allow the person to change over the korban. Who adin, if Rashi stels it too, Rashi compares the two dinim, and Rashi says that the din in our Gemara from Oilas Tomid to change to Oilas Kayit Samizbeach is also Shittas Reb Shimon, will come out according to the Rabbonon, one will not be allowed to change the korban Oilas Tomid into Oilas Kayit Samizbeach. But according to Rabbanon, we have a klal of a Leiv Bezdin Masne, and a Leiv Bezdin Masne allows us to be paid to meet him, even Shiloh Yotzer Letzibu, we're allowed to be paid even if he doesn't have a mum. But if not for this klal of Leiv Bezdin Masne, Be'emes, according to Rabbanon, we're not allowed to take this korban and be makriv it, but Toyas Kayet HaMizbeach, like we find in Pshimon. But Toysvus, in the Maschil Shani Ketoyas, at the top of the Omid, took on Bipshitas, that even according to the Rabbanon, there is a posha to eat, so what to do with the Tmidim. Tosfos says over there that the Gemara could have said a better taina, that the Gemara doesn't have to say that Shani Keturias lav bari iehi. The Gemara could have said that Keturias is worse off than the Tmidim, because the Tmidim have a different eitzer. Tmidim have an eitzer that it could be korev b'kayit ha-mizbeach, like we find later on according to Reb Shimon. Says the Rishash and the Blazim Yishahorvitz, that Rashi, who's mavur, that this Yisoid is only according to Reb Shimon, then Zalchveh, why the Gemara didn't suggest this taina that the Tmidim have a better Eitzah to be brought to Kayitza Mizbeach, because according to Rabbanon Bemis, they cannot be brought to Kayitza Mizbeach if not for the klal of Leib Bezdin Masne. And therefore, only according to Reb Shimon, we find this Yisoid over here in the Gemara, but Tosfos is Mavura, that Tosfos understands that even though in the Mishnah there's a machloikus, whether do we say such a svar of Shaycha b'miktsas to allow to change over a korban from a sorry shchidesh to a sorry regel, but over here where the korban oila is the same korban, it's a oilas tomid, it's a oilas tzibu, and even now also it's a oilas tzibu, even though before it was oilas chuyva and now it's a oilas nedova, but this is not enough of a difference not to allow the akrovas korban to change. And even according to the Rabbonon, agree also that one will be able to change the oilas tomid into oilas kaitz hamizbeach, and we do not have to have shittas Reb Shimon. And this is machlikas Rashi and Tosfos over here. If we need shittas Reb Shimon dafka, or even according to the Rabbanon, we are allowed to change the oilas tomid into oilas kaitz hamizbeach. Now, Be'emes, we quoted before already in Daf Yud Aleph that the Rambam shitta is in Shkolim Perik Dalet Aloch Yud Aleph, that according to the Rabbanon, who they have a klal of leib bezem masne, then these tmidim in the end go also lekaitz hamizbeach. Because the Kedusha, which is a Kedusha of Truma Yishona, and the Rambam paskes like the Madoma that Truma Yishona, it goes to Kayetz HaMizbeach. Now, according to Tosfos' Avona, that according to the Rabbanon also, one was allowed to change the Oilas Tomid to Oilas Kayetz HaMizbeach, even without Leiv Bezem Masne, then the Rambam, his day will come out very shver. Why does the Rabbanon need the Leiv Bezem Masne? If even after the Leiv Bezem Masne, we also take this Korban and we're makrivi the Kayetz HaMizbeach, so what is the point, Bichlal, of making such a kind of Tanai? Because even without this klal of Leib Bezem Masne, one would be allowed to take this Korban Tomid and be Makivil Kayetz HaMizbeach, like Tosfos says, just like the Gemara says according to Reb Shimon. And the fact that the Rambam is Mavur, that we need a Leib Bezem Masne for this, will be Mavur that the Rambam holds also like Rashi, that this klal in the Gemara is only according to Reb Shimon, who holds a Sheichel B'Mikzas Kapora, one is allowed to change a Korban Oilas Tomid into Oilas Kayetz HaMizbeach. But according to the Rabbanon, don't disagree with the Shimon on this, then we need a Leiv Bezem Masne in order to allow him to go Mimakriv the Korban to Kayetz HaMizbeach. So the Chir is Muchach in the Cheshbon that the Rambam also holds like Rashi and not like Tosfos. A third Mechodesh Diga Shitta we find in the Shitta Mekubetzes in Zvochim, Vavam at Beis, in Ashmotes. The Shitta Mekubetzes says that even Reb Shimon, who does not hold of Leiv Bezem Masne, and holds that you have to go Tmidim Shlehutzerchu Letzibo, or not Nifdin Tmimim, but says the Shitta Mekubetzes, there is a darger of Leiv Bezem Masne, which even Reb Shimon agrees. Because since Reb Shimon holds over here that one is allowed to take these Tmidim, which was Oilas Tomid, and to change them into Oilas Kayetz HaMizbeach, says the Shitta Mekubetzes, such a kind of change is too big, even according to Shitta Reb Shimon, and even Reb Shimon has to have somewhat a klal of Leiv Bezem Masne, allowing the change from Oilas Chuvo into Oilas Nedova. And says the Shitta Mekubetzes that the klal of Leiv Bezem Masne allowing to be poida the korban lechulin or for kedushas domim, that Reb Shimon disagrees with. But to change the kedusha of the korban from a kedushas oilos chuyva to a kedushas oilos nedova, for that Reb Shimon agrees that you can use a Leiv Bezem Masne allowing to change over that korban. So you see in the Shitta a third day over here in the Gemara that even according to Reb Shimon, who holds in the Mishnah that by Tumas Mikdash V'Kedoshav one is allowed to change a Sori Resh Chidesh into a Sori of Sori Resh Chidesh into a Sori Regel, but over here where you have to change Oilas Chiva into Oilas Nedova, over here we do need a Klal of Leiv Bezem Masne, since this change is even further away than the change which we find in our Mishnah of a Tumas Mikdash V'Kedoshav. And this comes out the Fidem to summarize this 3 days over here in the Sugya. Rashi holds that to change the Oilas Chuyva into Oilas Nedova is the same Shaila whether one can change a Sori Yishchidesh into Sori Regel, and it will depend on the Machlikas, Reb Shimon and Rabbanon. Tosfos holds that this change is not such a big change, and even though there's a Machlikas by Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshov, but by Oilas Tomei to change to Oilas Chuyva to Oilas Nedova, even though according to Rabbanon one may change even without Leiv Bezem Masne. And the Shitta Mekubetzes in Zvochim holds that even according to Reb Shimon, who holds about Tumas Mikdash V'Kedoshov, one is allowed to change, but over here we'll need a Leiv Bezem Masne to change over from Oilas Chiva to Oilas Nedova. In the Shi'uri, Reb Chiel Michal Feinstein, he's ma'arich over here in this Shitta Mekubetzes to explain what the two dinim of Leiv Bezem Masne is. And it could be, says Reb Michal, that the din of Leiv Bezem Masne, which his Shitta says, is be'emes needed even in the Mishnah of Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshov to change over from a Sori Resh Chidesh into a different Sori. It's also working Leiv Bezem Masne. But the Meister says Reb Michal is not mashmaz in the sugyas that Reb Shimon needs a Leiv Bezem Masne by Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshov. And over there, Reb Shimon holds that it's a Svara that it can go over from one Kedusha since Kulon Boim al Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshov. And the Svara of the Shitta is only over here because it's Oilas Chuyva onto Oilas Nedova. There Reb Shimon holds that you have to have a Leiv Bezem Masne, and like we explained, that the Shitta holds that this difference is too big, and even according to Reb Shimon, we need somewhat a din of Leiv Bezem Masne. Gemara continues on and says that even though by Oila we're allowed to take the Guf HaOila and go make its Behemoth HaMizbeach, but by the Soir, Seiri Chatos, Ein Mikitzim Beguf HaOn Ele Bidmein, and explains the Gemara, this is a Gzeir L'Acha Kapor, Otu L'Fnei Kapor. So you see in the Gemara, that Be'emes, if not for the Gzeirah Midrabbanon, one would be allowed to take a Soy Chatos, which is left over, and go and change it into Kedushas Oilo. Asks the Beis Meir in his Chidushim Alashas, over here in Shavuos, Taf Yud Beis, that L'chir, what is the Sheiches between the Oilo, which we were discussing till now, and the Seirim? Bishlema Oilo, it has the same Kedusha. Before it was Oilas Tomid, and now we can change over to Oilo of Kaitz HaMizbeach. But over here, how is one allowed to go and take a chatos, which was half hufresh, its hekdesh was a kedushas chatos, and change it into oila? How does this change happen automatically to go from a chatos into oila? And the Gemara's mavur that if not for a gzira, one would be allowed to take the chatos itself and be makrivi kedushas oila. Ask Bismir, how is this possible? It's not like the oila which stays a kedushas oila. But Be'emes, the Kelis Yaakov, the Stipler, and Simon Tess, and others explain that the Gemara's kavon over here is midim moisris. We have a halacha that moiso chatos goes linadova. We have some times of chatos which is chatois hameisos. There's a halacha lemoish mesina of chatois hameisos. But in any case where there's no din misa, because like we hold the kun to rabbonon in chatos tzibur meiso, or other cases where there's no meisos, then if it's left over, then there's a klal, there's a halacha lemoish mesina. We'll learn soon from Medrash Yoyodo that there's a klal of moiso chatos linadova. And because of this klal, which is Moisa Chatos Linadova, this Kedusha of Chatos is Poka and changes over into Kedushas Oilo, because that is the Alochim and Shem Sinai, that whenever it's a Moisa, whenever it's left over and we haven't got what to do with it, then it changes over into Nadova. And therefore, says the Gemara by us, that this Soy Chatos, which is a Moisa, because we haven't got what to do with it, like Rashi explains, because it's a different year and it's a Truma Yishono, then it became a Moisa. And since it became a Moisa, it could change to Kedushas Oilo, and if not for the Gezeria, one would be able to take this Korban itself and be Makrivit be Oilo. But Be'emes, we still have to understand, and the Mikdash Tovid asks this question in Simin Yud Tes, Sifkot and Gimel, that L'chir, why over here should we say that this Soy Rish Chidesh, this Soy of Regel, is a Moisar, is a leftover? Rashi explains, we're talking about a Korban of Rish Chidesh of Adar, which wasn't used, and now comes Rish Chidesh Nisan, one is not allowed to bring this Korban from the Truma Yeshono, and therefore it's a Moisar, it's leftover. But as the Mikdash Tovid, the klal is that even though one has to bring the Korban Musaf of Rish Chodesh Nisan from the Truma Chadosha, from the new year, but B'di'evet, the Gemara says that the Truma Yeshana is also kosher B'di'evet. So therefore, if one would take this Chatos and be makrivit B'di'evet on Rish Chodesh Nisan, it would be kosher. So how can we say that this Moisa is Chal, a Shem Moisa, leftover Korban onto it, because this Be'ema still has that Korban B'di'evet for Rish Chodesh Nisan? So to say that it becomes a Moisa, L'chir is Shver, since it's still Roy to go and be used for Shchidash Nisan, even though it's a different year. And maybe this was Be'emes the Bismeyer's Kasha, that why over here do we say that this Chatos should change into Oila? Because over here, why should it become a Moisa, since it does have a Krova B'di'evit? Over here in Simin Yutes, Mikdash Tovi B'Leib Yatzalchiyun, but later on in Simin Lamed Hei, he says that you have to say that Bal Kochoch, since Al Kaponim Lechatchila, there's a Aloch of Trum Chadosha, this is enough, that it's Chal, Hashem, Moisar, Chatos, and therefore it changes over its Kedusha and becomes a Oila automatically, since Lechatchila one may not go and take this soy and be Makivir on the Shchidesh Nisan, because we need a Trum Chadosha. Says the Mikdash Tovid, according to this, if one will take this soy and be Makivit on Shchidesh Nisan, even B'di'evet is going to be possible. Because since the minute Rish Chodesh Nisan comes along, it's going to be possible, because it's going to change over its Kedusha from a Kedushas Chatos to a Kedushas Oilo, then if you take this Korban now and be makrivit for a Soy Musaf of Rish Chodesh Nisan, even though the Klal of the Truma Yeshono is not ma'akiv, but the Eved, but over here it's going to be ma'akiv, because over here the Soy, it became a different Kedusha, it's not a Korban Chatos anymore, now it's a Korban Oilo. Because since it became a Moisar, it changed its Kedusha, and it became a Kedushas Oilo, and therefore if you're going to take this Korban, it will be possible the Eved, even though the Klal of Truma Yeshono is only Lechatchila, but over here in the Soy, it changed its Kedusha, and now it's Oilo, and it will come out that it's going to be possible by the Eved. And says the Stipler in Simon Tess, brings down this Mikdash Tovid, that will come out that the Klal of Truma Yeshono, that's only Lechatchila, not by the Eved, will only apply to Oilois, but any Chatois automatically are going to change into Moisres, and therefore they're going to change into Oilets and be possible for a Toyas Chatos, since they don't have any more a Kedushas Chatos, since Lechatchila we need to bring the Korbonos of the new year from a Truma Chadosho, and therefore it's Chal Hashem Moisa on these Korbonos, and Memela they're going to be possible even with the Eved, since they became into Oilets. The Stipler over there in Simon Tess is Marich on this Yisoid of the Mikdash Tovid, And he says that this is only according to us who hold that in Chatos Tzibur Meiso, and therefore has Hashem Moisar. But according to Reb Yehuda, who holds that Chatos Tzibur is Meiso, over here, the reason why it has Hashem Meiso, he says, only because it doesn't have a kapora, because it's got nothing to do with this korban, and the kapora was already chal on Shchedish Adol through a different story. But says the stipler that since B'dieved, this korban would be able to have a krova on Shchedish Nisan and did not change over to a korban oilo, then it does not have the klal of Chatos Tzibur Meiso, because it's still not called a chatos and it's kapru ba'aleo ba'acheres. Since B'dieved akoponim, this korban can still have a krova on Shchedish Nisan. Only according to us who hold that ain't Chatos Tzibur Meiso, and we haven't got anything to do with this korban, and it came into Hashem Moisar, then it changes Kedusha to oilo, and even B'dieved cannot have a krova on Shchedish Nisan. But according to Reb Yehuda, holds that Chatos Tzibur is Meiso, and Be'emes should be Chal Hashem Meiso is over here, but since it has a kapora B'dieved, the Shem Meiso is not Chal, and B'dieved, if one would take this soy, which still has a Kedusha's Chatos to it, and be makrivi on Shchedish Nisan, be kosher B'dieved. And it's Marich to be Mazbe this Chiluk between Reb Yehuda and Reb Shimon to answer Mikdash Tovid's kashes from different places in Shas on this Yisoid, where the Korban Chatos changes into Oila if it became a Moisa. This is Be'emes Shittas Rashi in our Gemara, who explains, other Rishonim also, they explain that the Yisoid HaMoisa, which we're discussing over here, of the Siri Chatos, that you can't be make it begufon, we're talking about a soy which went over into the new year, and we have to bring a korban from a truma chadosha, and that's why even according to Reb Shimon, when we're not allowed to change the soy from a different shchidesh, because we need to bring the soy from a truma chadosha. But Be'emes the Rimi Gash has a different mahalach in the sugya, and the Rimi Gash says that the seerim which we're discussing over here are not the seerim which went into a new year. Could be the Rimi Gash holds, like we said before, from the Beis Meir, that this doesn't have a Shem Moisa, since B'dieved Al-Kaponim can have a Akrova. But says the Rimi Gash, that over here, we're talking about Seirim, which or have a Shem Moisa, even according to Reb Shimon, since on this Yom Tov, which the Soi got lost, they brought, the Kohanim in the Beis HaMikdash found a different Soi, and they brought a different Soi, Bim Koimoi. Says Rimi Gash, there's a difference, according to Shittas Reb Shimon, who holds that if a korban was hufresh, let's say, l'derech moshel, for korban musaf of Pesach, and it got lost on Pesach, and we want to go and bring this korban, now we found it later, and we want to bring it for a korban musaf of Shavuos, says Rimi Gash, Reb Shimon allows the Kohanim to bring the korban for a korban musaf of Shavuos, only if there was no akrova whatsoever on Pesach. They lost this soy, and they didn't find any other soy to bring for a korban musaf of Pesach. But if the Kohanim found a different soy, and they brought a different soy for Kol Musaf or Pesach, then even if Shimon holds that one may not take this soy, which we found later, and bring it on a Kol Musaf of Shavuos. It's a chidush, a chiluk between if the Kohanim did bring a different korban on Pesach, or there's no akrova at all of a korban musaf of Pesach. And says Rimi Gash, only in a case where there was no akrova of a korban musaf on Pesach, there Reb Shimon holds when we can take the soy which was found later and bring him on Shavuos instead. The Rashi, we see in Rashi in Beis Medbeis, and all other Rishonim, they disagree, and they say clearly that we're talking about a case where this soy got lost, and there was a different akrova from a different soy on Pesach, and after became, when it comes Shavuos, one may take this soy and bring it now for a soy of Musaf of Shavuos, or for a Shredesh. But the Rimi Gash holds that if there was a akrova of a korban on Pesach, one may not take this soy, even according to Reb Shimon, and that is the seirim which we're discussing in the sugya. Over here, the seirim which were chato she'im mekitzim begufa mele bidmeim is discussing the seirim which are moisar, even according to Reb Shimon, since one may not take these seirim and be makiv them on Shavuos, since the Kohanim found a different soy to be makiv a korban musaf of Pesach, and therefore, says Rimi Gash, Reb Shimon holds, one may not take this soy and be makiv him on Shavuos. Now, Be'emes, we have to understand what should be the svara. So the chayyah, if Reb Shimon holds, one may change over the kedusha from shchidesh onto regel, and everyone agrees from one regel onto other regel. Why would we not be able to allow to take this soy, or which we found later, and be makiv it for korban of musaf of Shavuos? What is the difference if there was a krova of the korban musaf of Pesach or not? L'chayyim monafshach, we should be able to be allowed to be makiv the korban on Shavuos. The Meiri also says this the Yisoid of Rimi Gash, that if there was a krova of the korban musaf of Pesach, one may not bring this korban for a korban musaf of Shavuos. And the Meiri is mashma more tzekzeis hakosuv it's halacha mishmesina, that if there was a krova done, one may not be makiv this korban on Shavuos. Rambam in Pirush Mishnah, it's the beginning of Shavuos, also is mashba like the Rimigash, that the whole Yisod of Ibshimon to be changed over one korban onto the other was only if this korban got lost and there was no other akrova done bimkoimai. But if there was another akrova, then one may not allow to take this korban. However, the Bemis understand what should be this Yisod. Now the Rimigash explains what should be the difference. Says the Rimigash that if there was a krover of a korban Musaf of Pesach, then if we will go ahead now and take this story which was found later and be makriv him on Shavuos, then we're going to be over Isav Bal Toisif. One may only bring one korban Musaf, and now by bringing a korban Musaf of Shavuos, this korban which got lost, says the Rimigash that one will be over Bal Toisif. We have to understand, l'chayr, what should be the Isav Bal Toisif? L'chayr, the korban which we're bringing is a korban Musaf of Shavuos, and we're only bringing one korban on Shavuos. So where do we have here a Bal Toisif? If they brought a korban Musaf of Pesach, why should this be called a Bal Toisif if we bring this korban for a korban Musaf of Shavuos? Where is the Bal Toisif? In the Tshuva of the Birkas Avraham, which we quoted before from Avraham ben Arambam in Simen Tes, he explains the svar of the Rimigash, that the Rimigash holds that when the Kohanim find the soy which got lost on Pesach and they bring it on Shavuos, be'emes this is not a krova of a korban Musaf of Shavuos. Be'emes this is a krova still of a korban Musaf of Pesach. And it works betoyas tashlumin. It works betoyas that this is a tashlumim of the korban Pesach. And we wait till Shavuos when there's a zman of Musaf. And when it comes to a zman of Musaf, we bring this korban betoyas tashlumin for the korban which we korban Musaf of Pesach. And therefore, says Rimigash, if there was already a krova of a korban Musaf of Pesach, by bringing this korban on Shavuos, it would be a Bal Toisif, because it will come out that we're bringing two korbanos on Pesach, because there was a krova already on Pesach, and now we're bringing another krova of a tashlumim for this korban Pesach. So therefore, Reb Shimon, says Rimigash, holds that only in a case where there was no krova on Pesach, then we're allowed to take this soy and be makivim on Shavuos, which is b'emes a tashlumim for a korban of Pesach. So a new idea, b'chlal, in the whole sugya, understanding this, when we're changing over korbanos, that the Rimigash holds that the akrova be'emes is not being done for a korban Musaf of Shavuos, it's being done be'emes for a korban Musaf of Pesach, and that's why it should be a problem of Bal Toisif if there was a akrova on korban Musaf of Pesach. The Avraham ben Arambam asks, that the chayit is very shver to understand, we never find the musik of tashlumim in korbanos. We know the klal by korbanos is always ovaz manui, bottle korbanoi, and over here, says it sounds like from the Rimigash that one has an efsharus to go be mashlim. If we miss the time of the korban Musaf of Pesach, one can be mashlim the time of the korban Musaf by bringing a korban Musaf on Shavuos. L'chir ovaz manui, bottle korbanoi. The Yisrameach in Perek Dalet Psula Mikdoshim Aloch Aleph says that be'emes you can say a different pshat in the Rimigash. The reason why the Rimigash holds it's a Bal Toisif is not like the Rav Ben Arambam says, because it's a takoma of tashlumin. Because ovaz manoi bottle korbanoi, be'emes there's no such thing as tashlumim in korbanos. But the Rimigash means to say is like this: if the korban got lost on Pesach and we only found it later, and there was already a hakrova of a korban Musaf of Pesach, then now when we're going to take this korban and be makriv this korban for a korban Musaf of Shavuos, this korban is only needed to be mechaper on any averis which were done between Pesach and Shavuos. And be'emes this korban was already hufrash and hukdash for a korban Musaf before Pesach. So it comes out that this korban has to be mechaper on averis which were done after its afrosha. Tosfos already asks late before in Daf Yud and Aleph that we find always that by Achatos and by Oila also according to one tzad, one cannot bring a korban to be mechaper on averis which were done after the afrosha. And Tosfos explains why this case is different. But the Rimigash holds that be'emes this is the klal that one may not take a korban and be mafrish to be mechaper on korbanos on the chatoim which were done after the afrosha. So the Rimigash holds that the only way one may be allowed to take this korban on Shavuos and be mechaper on Tumas Mikdash v'Kadoshav is only in a case where there was no korban Musaf brought on Pesach, and this korban can be mechaper on the Tumas Mikdash v'Kadoshav on the averis which were done from before Pesach, which were averis before the afrosha of this korban, since there was no other korban Musaf being brought on Pesach. And in this case, since the afrosh, the kapora of Tumas Mikdash v'Kadoshav is from averis which were brought from before Pesach, which does work, the memela migu that it works for these averis which were from before the afrosh, it can have a kapora also on averis which were after the afrosh between Pesach and Shavuos. So only in a case where there's no korban musaf, where this korban which we're bringing now on Shavuos is working for averus from before Pesach, it can work also for averus of after Pesach. But says the Yirmiyash, if there was a hakrova of a korban musaf on Pesach, which already was mechaper on all averus which were done before Pesach, then the necessity of this korban which has been brought on Shavuos is only for the averus which is between Pesach and Shavuos. And these all averus are averus shel acha afrosha, which this soy cannot be mechaper. And Mamela will have to bring a different soy on Shavuos to be mechaper on these averus which were done lacha between Pesach and Shavuos. And if we now we go ahead and be makiv this soy, which was lost, and now we're makiv this soy on Shavuos, then it's going to be a bal toisif, because we're going to have to anyway bring a different korban to be mechaper on the Tumas Mikdash v'Kadoshov, and it'll come out as two korbanos being brought now on Shavuos, and this will be a bal toisif, because we're only allowed to bring one korban musaf. So this is what the Rimigash means, that it will be a isa bal toisif. He means to say that there's no way we could bring a korban, because if there was a korban musaf being brought on Pesach, we can't bring this korban on Shavuos, since the korbanos have to be mechaper only on averus shekoidem afrosha. And if there was a korban musaf on Pesach, then this korban has to be only on acha afrosha, and it's not going to work. And the only way it'll work is only if you bring a different korban. And once you bring a different korban, then it'll be al isa bal toisif. This is the Isomeach's Cheshbon Pshat in the Rimigash, that Be'emes is not a korban tashlumin. But even if it's not a korban tashlumin, there is the isa of bal toisif. The Evan Ozel, Bissa Zalman, in his Peik Dalet, Psula Mikdoshim, Halach Aleph, over here in the Rambam, he brings down this Pshat of the Rebbe Meir Simcha, and the Yisomeach, Pshat in the Rimigash, but he says that the Maisa, the Loshon of the Rimigash, is more Mashalan, like the Kebron Ben Rambam, that we're talking about, that this Korban, Be'emes, is a Korban of Tashlumim, that even though it's brought on Shavuos, Be'emes is brought, but mocking the Korban Musav, which is brought on Nissen, on Pesach time, and it's Be'emes a Korban of Tashlumim, and his Marich to be Masbi, why is there no problem of Ovaz Manoi, Bottle Korboni? By Korbonim, we have learned that big Mchudish Tigedea of the Rimigash, and Smashman and Rambam, like this in Pesha Mishnais, and that's Zmiri, that they have a different Havon in this whole Gemara, that the Seirim we're talking about over here are not the Seirim which went into a new year, like Rashi and other Rishonim explained, but we're talking about Seirim which are Moisar, since there was a different Akrova happened on the time when this Korban got lost, there was a different Akrova, and in this case, even according to Reb Shimon, one can't bring the Korban on this later on when we find the Korban, and this is the Seirim which we're discussing here in Al Sugya. Later on in the Gemara, further down the Amud, the Gemara says, Omer Yvina Afanon Amitanina, Oshom Shemesu Bailov, Shinskaplu Bailov, Yuriachi Story, Vimochi Viplu Dovel in the Dovel. Toitzvah in the Vamaschal Oshom is Marich that we find always by Oshom, the Aloch is that is Aloch of Nitikler Yir. This is not in order that it should become a Korban Oilov, to change over from a Oshom to a Oilov. There's a loch of Nitikler Yir. We have to go and give it over, the behemoth has to be given over to the Royet. To wait till it gets a mum, or bezdin or mamana shliach, that he takes the behemoth to your ear, and only with a nitik to your ear, then it becomes a korban oila. The Tosfos is marich that this din nitik to your ear, bemis is only midrabbonon, because minatoria there's already a locha of oila even before the nitik to your ear, even before we give it over to the roya, it already becomes the shem moisa alein is enough that it becomes a oila, and the whole din nitik to your ear is only midrabbonon. Be'emes, we find other places, Tosfos in Menachos, Daladom Dalef, brings down from Rashi, that Rashi disagrees, and Rashi holds the din nitzikliriya, Be'emes is min ha-Torah. That is the Aloch L'Mesh Mesinai, that the Aloch is, that has to have a nitik in order to become a korban oiler. And before nitik, Be'emes is going to be possible min ha-Torah for a korban oiler. And not just midrabbonon, because Rashi Tosfos is the din nitzikliriya, midrabbonon is min ha-Torah. Now Be'emes, this din we only find by Roshon. But in our sugya, we're discussing also a chatos, which a chatos also has a din of moisa, which turns into a oilo. And over here, we don't find clear in our sugya that it's a din of nitik. But Rashi in Menoches, Kuvzayin, at the end of Amud Beis, and in Kuvches, Amud Alef in Menoches, Rashi says clearly that just like we find by Oshom, there's a loch of nitik l'ir, so too by chatos, which is a moisa, and in cases, certain cases, it is not a loch of chatois ha-meses, let's say a korban tzibur. And in these cases, the chatos has a din of moisa, which becomes an adover, and also has to have a nitik l'ir in order that it should become an adover. And according to Rashi, like we said, it's going to be min ha-Torah. And according to Tosfos, this din is only midrabbonim. There is another halacha of moisa and adover, moisa oshon, which is an adover, and moisa chatos, which is an adover. The Gemara discusses in Psochim, pe gimel amud beis, ayin gimel amud beis, whether one can take this korban after the after nitik l'ir. And to get and want his nitik l'ir'ir, then it becomes a korban oila. What happens if we check this korban? Do we have to be oiker, the shame osham, by being mechaven with the shchita that we're shechting this korban now for oila, and only with the akira, then it's chal the shem oila? Or is the shem oila chal even without the akira? And if we shecht it stam, shocht it stam, and we didn't have any kavona that should become a oila, and it wasn't a shchita shem oila, also works and it becomes a korban oila. Rabbi Notam, Lemaisa Paskins, and Sefer Yoshos, and Tov Chof Aleph, Ramban over here brings it down, that Lemaskonis HaGemorim and Psochim, the Osham is Einoi Boy Akira, Loi Boy Akira, does not need Akira, and even Shochte Stam is kosher Le Oilo. But the Rambam in Psula Mikdoshim, Pegdala, the Locha Tesvov, he says the Loshan that Imikrivoi Oilo, then it's kosher. And the Lech Mishnah over there is Medayik, that the Rambam disagrees, and the Rambam holds only if you'll be Makivim Lehedir, clearly Leshem Oilo, and it has a kira here, l'shem oilo, then the korban can be kosher l'oilo, even after nituk, we need a kira, additional a kira, through the shchita, l'shem oilo, in order that the korban should be kosher l'oilo. But if one will shech this stam, then this is not kosher, since the korban is boy a kira, and not like a bin of tam holds from the maskons ha-gemara. And b'emes, the maskons ha-gemara does seem, in psochim ayin gimel obeis, does seem like a bin of tam, that the maskona does not need a kira, and the Lech Mishnah explains, where did the Rambam take the maskona that the boy akira, that locha is, that boy akira, like the Rambam says, in mikri voy oila? Al Kaponim, this is an additional point, besides the din of nitakliriya, which we find by Osham, and we said before, it works by Chatas also, there's also a locha of akira, according to the Rambam, in order that this shem oila should be chal, the locha of moisa Osham, yehei lenadover, and should be a korban oila, and it needs akira also, besides the nitakliriya. Moving further on, the Gemara Yud Beis Amid Beis, the Gemara says, Dorash Rav Nachman bar Rav Chisda, Ein Mekitzim Bo'ilas Ha'oif. Even though there's a din of Kaitz HaMizbeach, we bring Oilois, but when we not bring Oilas Ha'oif. And there's a discussion in the Gemara, he always says, Ha'bucha, and then the Gemara says, Maskona, that Moses in Lidvas Tzibur Ozli, Ve'in Oilas Ha'oif Betzibur. Tosfos in the Ramaschil Ha'bucha asks, what should be the Havamin of Rava that one may be allowed to be make it to go and use the Kaitz HaMizbeach or Oilas Ha'oif? The aloha of a moisa chatos and a moisa osham has to come to a kedushas oila. We learn out of the medrash yoda, and the medrash yoda says we learn out of the pasuk of Lashem lakoyin eizo dovo shehu Lashem vehu lakoyin have oimazu oila, because the bosor goes legovoya. We burn it kula kolin on the mizbeach, and the koyanim get the oil. And this is the makori to tell us that moisa chatos and moisa osham is the oila. Says Tosfos, from this pasuk itself we know there has to be oilas behema. Because only Oilas Behema is a kium of Lashem and the Kohen. The Kohen gets the oil of the Behema. But Oilas Ha'oif, there's nothing for the Kohen. Mamela, this poshet that one may not bring Oilas Ha'oif from the Kait HaMizbeach, from the Nidvas Oilo, because the Pasuk says it has to be Lashem and Lakohen. And says Tosfos that the Pasuk is only referring to Mois, which is left over. And the Pasuk says, Kesef Osham and Kesef Chatois. And over here we're discussing in the cases where it was Noisa, the goof of the Osham. Behemoth, we have to understand the Ikka Tosfos Kasha. Tosfos asks from the Medrash Yehoyada, this Medrash Yehoyada is only referring to Moisa Chatos and Moisa Osham. But there's many other Moisris, like Moisa Minchas, and many other halacha of Moisa, cases of Moisa, where things which were Kaddish are left over, and the halacha is Lenedover. So even though the Moisa Chatos and Moisa Osham, there's aloha of Medrash Yoda that has to be Oilas Behema, but maybe other Moises should be able to bring Oilas Ha'oif. And we need still a posuk over here from the Svara of later on of Yusimi Min Ador, that Ein Oilas Ha'oif Betzibur, to teach us that even from other Moises one cannot bring Oilas Ha'oif L'kai Tzamizbeach. And Be'emes the Tosa Sarosh and the Ritva B'shem the Ram Me'ivra, they both bring down this teretz, that the reason why you can't learn out from Medrash Yoda, because Medrash Yoda is only referring to Moisa Chatos and Moisa Osham. Memes is a tema on Tosfos who does not answer this teretz. The Chuyot it's a posha to Yishuv that's negea the Gemara for other Moises. In the teretz of Tosfos, that Tosfos answers that Mois is different because the pasuk is only referring to Mois, one could point out that the Shittim Mekubetzes in Tmur that Yud Tes and Medalev, Ois Chof Tes, he says a faketa svara, exact opposite svara than Tosfos says by us. The Shitta over there says that the Klal Medrash Yehoyada is only in a case where the Guf Ha'osham itself was Nitoitzar. In that case, there's Alocha of Nedova Le'oila, and we need Lashem Ve'la Koyin. But in the case where the mois was nitoisar, which the Gemara over there in Tumur is discussing, says the Shittim Mekubetzes, in this case does not apply in the Medrash Yoyodo, and one would be able to bring Oilas Oif also, and it does not have the klal of Lashem Alekoyim. And by MS, we have to understand the svar of the Shittim Mekubetzes. The Chiriya Toisvus is tied by us that the Pasuk of Medrash Yoyodo is referring to Kesef Osham and Kesef Chatois, like it says in the Pasuk. So the Chiriya, if you want to be Mechalek between the Kesef and the Gufa Osham, it has to be the Chiluk this way around, like Toisvus says by us, that the Medrash Yoyodo is only referring to Mois and not to the Gufa Osham. But the Shittim Mekubetzes in Tumur says, Punk Faket, exact opposite, that by the Gufa Osham there's Aloch of Medrash Yoyodo and not by the Mois. The opposite of our Toisvus, who says that the whole halacha medrash yoyodo is only by kesef and not by the gufa osham. The Ravid in Torah's Kohenim in Pashas Vayikra, Dibur D'Chuyver, Peik Chof Aleph, asks a question on the Iker medrash yoyodo that we learn out from this pasuk of Lashem and Lekohen, that we have to bring a Moisa Chatos and Moisa Osham, we have to bring Oilas Behima. Asks the Ravid that there's other drashas in the Torah's Kohenim which tell us already the halacha that Moisa Chatos has a kedusha of Oila. What is the necessity of having another drosha of Medrash Yoyodo telling us that the Moisa Chatos should be brought for Oilas Behim? Says the Raivad that you have to say that there's Machlokes Tanoim if we learn out this halacha of Moisa Chatos from Oila, that is a Kedushas Oila from a Torah's Kohenim, from the droshas over there in the Torah's Kohenim, in Peik Chof Aleph, or there's a different, there's other Tanoim old that the reason, the Makori for Moisa Chatos Oila is from the Medrash Yoyodo. Another Tarit says the Raivad is that the din of the chatos is the chatos turns to kedushas oila. This is b'emes from the Torah's Kohenim, like the Torah's Kohenim over there is mavur that moisa chatos is oila. The din of the medrash yoyodo is only telling us a zaitige halacha, a side halacha, that the din of oila kohenim one may think is only in a case where there's a oilas nedova, a oila which is brought by nedova. Over there, the kohenim can get the oil. But this oil, which is bought the kaitz hamizbeach from the moisters of a kohen tzibur, maybe you would think that the kohenim do not get the oil. So says the Ravid that the drasha of Medrash Yoyodo is telling us that the oil kohenim is even in a case where the kedusha was a kedushas chatos, which changed over into kedushas oila. And in the Sefer Taklin Chadatin, in his Pirish, at the side of the Meseches Shkolim, at the end of Perek Vav, brings down from the Vilna Gaon, also he says that the chiluk of Medrash Yoyodo is needed to tell us that the oil goes Lekoyanim, and he explains more that the Habamina of Nedova would be that maybe since the Chatos is Lenedova, maybe the whole thing has to come Lenedova, and even the oil should go also Alam Izbeach and not go to the Koyanim. And the only way we know that the Koyanim get the oil from a Moisa Chatos is from this Medrash Yoyodo. Rebel Soloveitchik in his Shurim, in Shuri Agreed in Zvochim, Yud Aleph Amid Beis, points out that according to our Toisvus, Ilchiria is a new yishuv to the kasha of the Ravid and the Teres Kohenim. Because Toisvus by us is mavur that this Medrash Yoyodo, which tells us that the Moisa Chatos is la'oilo, la'shem ve'la'koyen, tells us that there's a tenai and it's a kpoda le'ikuva, but the evid is ma'akiv, that one has to go and bring a korban which has a kiyum of la'shem and la'koyen. And the only case which could be niskayim, the din of Lashem and Lakoyen, is only a oilas behima. And therefore from here itself we already know that a oilas ha'oif cannot be brought since there's a locha of Lashem and Lakoyen. And Toisa says, akoponim by Moisa Mois, which the Pasuk of Medrash Yoyodo is referring to, we know that we cannot bring a oilas ha'oif because there's a halocha of Lashem and Lakoyen. So says the Beryl that from Toisvus we see that the drosha of Moisa Chatos, which is a oila, which we learn out in the Torah's Kohenim, that the Chatos changes to Kedushas oila, would not be enough, because from there we would think that one can bring a Korban oila and it would be to bring oilas oif also. The only way we know that one cannot bring a oilas oif is only from the Medrash Yoyodo, which tells us as Aloch of Lashem and Lakoyen. Says the Beryl that Lechoyer, the Ravid who does not answer like this, is mashma, that this halach of Lashem and Lakoyen is not din likuva, that this is the tzura of how the korban oila should be Lashem and Lakoyen. This is halacha telling us that the oil goes to the Kohanim. But even if we will have a case of an oila which does not have any oil, also would be a kiyum of a Moisa Chatos oila. And there's no halacha that this is the way the korban has to look like, that it should be a kiyum of Lashem and Lakoyen. But Toisus is mavur that there's a halacha of Lashem and Lakoyen, and one may not bring oilas oif, because through this you'll be mevatel the halacha of Lakoyen, and a Moisa has to have a kiyum of Lashem and Lakoyen, even b'di'evet. So Mamela, according to Tetzvus, we need a Medesh Yodah to teach us this din of Lashem and Lakoyen, and Mamela when we're not being Goyla Soif. Another Arichas in the Sugya of Moisres, to answer the Ravid's Kasha, one could look at the Chedushi Mor Rizalevi, the Biskirov has a Shtikal Torah in the Rambam in Psula Mikdosh in Perik Hei Alochaches, and his Masbid is Be'emes two Alochas of Moisa Chatos Oilo. One of them is Moisa Chatos Nedova, and there's another Alocha of Moisa Chatos Oilo, and these are the two Psukim, and he's very marich in the Shittas Rambam to be Miyash of the Ravid's Kasha in the Torah's Kareni. The Gemara further on says that if Simi Min Ardor explained that the reason why one may not bring Oilas Oif for Kaitz HaMizbeach is because Moisrius in the Tzibu Ozli, there ain't Oilas Oif Betzibu. There's no such thing as Oilas Oif Betzibu, and the Rishonim of Yerashi and Tosfos bring down different Makuris from the Torah's Kerenim to tell us this Alocha, there ain't Oif Betzibu, that there's no Korban Oif being in the Tzibu, and therefore one cannot be Mekitz from Oilas Oif. Tosfos in the Ramaschi Ve'in Oif Betzibu asks that the Gemara in Yumed Afim Aleph from its base is Mavur, that if someone is left over Zovan Oinia Preda Achas, then if it's Zovan Oila Zovan and Ozlan in a Dover, you do find the case where it goes in a Dover, and even though it's Oila Sa'oif, it goes Lenidvas Tzibu, and it's going to be Koriv Betoyas Kdusha of Oila Sa'oif Betzibu. Says Tosfos, this halacha that in Oif Betzibu is only halacha lechatchila, that one may not lechatchila go and buy with Moish Sheni Tosfu Oila Sa'oif. But if the oif is baller for Neinu and it's already Kodosh, Mayasem Mumenu, what should we do with this oif? And therefore this oif can yet be Koriv, but Korbin Tzibu, even though ain't Oilas Oif Betzibu, this is only not a Bai Lechatchila, but once this oif is Lefoneinu, then we are Makriv this oif, even though it's a Tzibu and it's Oif Betzibu. The Chedusha agrees, the Biskirov in Zvochim Heimat Base brings down that Simcha Zelig, the dying in Brisk, said that the Lashon of Tosfos by us is mashma mayase mimenu, is mashma that be'emes this halacha that is no oilas oif betzibu, is not just halacha lechatchila, it's a halacha also b'dieved. There's no such thing of having a korban oif betzibu. What Tosfos means that if you have a oif shebole fanenu mikitzim boy the mayase mimenu, means that this oif which is kodesh, what should we do with it? And it's stam korev without any bailim at all. It's not oila for the bailim of a yochid, and it's also not a korban tzibu. It's a korban, a new kind of idea that we have a korban which is kodesh, and it's a stam korev without any bailim, and this is not a korban yochid and not a korban tzibu. Because there's ain oila soif betzibu, even with the eved also, and Tosfos is loshen is only ma yase mimenu. But the Biskirov said this is a very mechudish digger kind of idea to say that there's a new kind of akrova that if you have an oif which is kodesh and you have nothing to do with the oif, it could stand be korev without any bailim and not be called a korban yochid or a korban tzibu. And the loshon atosas by us is be'emes mayase mimenu, but other places in Shas we do find that Tosfos says the same svara like in Yuma Mem Aleph from its base, and also Tosfos and the Rosh in Nozich of Vav from its base. Over there they say the same chiluk of Tosfos by us, and over there they say much clearer that b'di'eved one may bring a korban oif b'tzibu if the oif is already kodesh. It's just mashman ahedya that there is such a kind of a krover of a korban oif, even though l'chatchila one may not go mi makdish oif because ain oif b'tzibu. Says the Biskirov over there in Heyomet Beis in Zvochim that this is different than the miut which we find in the Gemara Zvochim by a mincha. The halacha is that a mincha is not bar b'shutfus. One may not bring a korban shutfus of a korban mincha. We learn out of a pasuk of nefesh, and Tosfos over there says we learn out from the pasuk of korbonoi. And the Gemara over there asks that the Mishnah, there's a memory over there which says that an odom, a person who died and he had a korban mincha and he has two children, the two children go ahead and bring the korban mincha, and the korban, there is a hakrov of this korban mincha. And as the Gemara, the chayyah, since the father died, and the two children are shutfim, this korban mincha is a korban mincha b'shutfis, ve'ein mincha b'shutfis, t'chsiv nefesh. How is this korban being korev? This is the Gemara's question in Zvachim here at the base. Says the Biskirov that you see over here, that even though a mincha is also nismayit, from psukim of nefesh and korbonoi, that there's no mincha b'shutfis, it is different than the miyutim which we have in our sugya, that ain oilas oif b'tzibu. the halacha of a mincha that kami brew b'shutfis, the Gemara understands this halacha even of b'di'eved, it's a passless in the akrova. There's no such akrova, even b'di'eved, of a mincha b'shutfis, since it says in the pasuk nefesh. And therefore, if the father died and left over the mincha to two of his sons, where this mincha is a kol m'shutfim, they shouldn't be able to be makriv the korban even b'di'eved, because there's a passless in the korban if there's shutfim and it's not belong to one person. But by oif, the halacha of oif, that in korban oif b'tzibur is not halacha in the hakrova, that it's a passless in the hakrova. It's a din lechatchila in the havor, that one may not go ahead and buy money lechatchila to use to bring your oif b'tzibur. But there is a hakrova and it's no passless in the hakrova, and therefore says Tosfos by us that if b'di'eved we already have this oif which is kodesh, we're allowed to take this oif and go mimakrivi alagabi amizbeach, even though in oif b'tzibur, because it's not passless in the oif. And the Biskrov asks that Bems, we have to understand whether the Gemara understand that by Mincha it's a passless, whereas by Oif, which is the same Psukim, is only a din l'chatchila in a Havor and not a din in a passless. But Al-Koponim, you see, there is a clear difference between a Mincha and an Oif. And again, this is only like the Biskrov's Havona, that the Oif is being brought by the Eved, and it has a krova of a korban tzibur, and not like Ibn Chazelik said that this korban oif is stam kori without any bailim, because according to Ibn Chazelik, be'emes the oif is similar to the korban mincha that also doesn't have a din b'di'eved on the akrova, because it's possible for akrova of shutfis, and by oif also there's no akrova of the oif b'tzibur, and it's only stam kori without any bailim. But the Biskerov understands that the din of in oif b'tzibur is only a din l'chatchila, and the memela, the posuk, is only a din in the havor and not a passus in etzim korban. The Rambam in Maisa HaKorbanos, Perek Aleph, Halacha Dalet, also says a loshon of ein atzibur makrivim oshom lo'oilom v'loy oif. So says the Biskerov that the Rambam is also mashma like Tosfos, that the difference the Rambam says a loshon by the oshom than by the oif. But the Oshom, the Rambam says, Ein atzibur makrivim Oshom le'oilom. Never will me bring a korban Oshom b'tzibur. But by the Oif, the Rambam doesn't say, V'loi Oif le'oilom. Because by Oif, be'emes, it's only halacha, one may not go ahead l'chatchila and go and buy, use the money of the tzibur to go and buy Oif. But if there is already a Oif, then Tosfos says, there is a krov of Oif b'di'eved. And therefore the word le'oilom would not apply by Oif, since it could be that there is a krov of Oif. But by Oshom is Ein Atzibur Makrivim Oshom Le'oilom. Another point should be pointed out from a Tosfos in Tmurach of Gimlom at Beis. Tosfos over there says that even Rova by us, who holds that Mekitzin, and you are allowed to go ahead and use the money of the Nedova for Oilas Oif, and it's Mashman Tosfos that Rova wasn't Chizah from his day, and Rova holds Lemaisa La'alocha that one may go ahead and use the money of the Nidvas Sibu to buy Oilas Oif, says Tosfos, Rova's halacha is only b'di'eved, and Rova also agrees that l'chatchila one may not go and use the money for Oilas Oif. So l'chayu, according to Tosfos in Tmura, will come out that if Simi min Ador, who disagrees with Rova, holds that even b'di'eved the korban is possible, and there's no akrova b'di'eved, because that is the whole machlekes between Simi and Rova, where the one is allowed to go and be makrivit l'chatchila or makrivit b'di'eved or not. But everyone agrees that l'chatchila one may not go be makrivit. And it's not like Tosfos by us who holds that even according to Simi the Maskonis HaGemara, it's only a din l'chatchila, but b'di'eved it does have akrova, and Meila Bal Kochach Rova, who disagreed with Simi, must be a din l'chatchila that you're allowed to buy the Oilas Oif, and he held the Habuche, one is allowed to go and buy the Oilas Oif. So it comes out, we have a Machlokes between the Tosfos by us and Tosfos in Tmura, where there is the Nidin in our Sugya, the Machlokes between Rova and Simi. Is it a Machlokes l'chatchila, that what is one allowed to go and buy l'chatchila, but if Simi holds that l'chatchila one should not buy, but b'di'eved, everyone agrees that Yisrami Mekitzim, if l'maisa it's left over, we could be Mekitz, like Tosfos says by us. But Tosfos and Tmura holds Faket, the whole Machlokes is only a Machlokes b'di'eved, and if Simi holds that even b'di'eved it is not kosher, and the whole Machlokes is only whether one can go and b'di'eved have a krovet, but l'chatchila everyone holds one is not allowed to go and buy a oila soif l'chatchila, and even Rava agrees, ein liknois l'chatchila. And according to Tosfos, one will have to answer the Gemara's kasha, for Tosfos kasha from Yuma Mem Aleph in a different way, and Tosfos in Yuma Mem Aleph has different suggestion to go and answer the question that if there's no oilas oif even b'di'eved, the Gemara over there does not mean a nidvas tzibur, only a nidvas yochid.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf and shas, including Mara Meklemis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.